Welcome back to another Her Life on Purpose, the podcast. I am your host, Ebony Hinton, and I'm so glad you decided to come back and join me and get a little inspiration, because that is the intent when you listen to these podcasts. This is actually one of our shorter podcasts, so just take your little tidbits for the day and use it how you will. So I was having a conversation with someone, and we're just going to jump right in here, okay? Because we don't have a lot of time. No, but I was having a conversation with someone, and I left the conversation, and in my prayer, I just kind of had a prayer on today. You know, God was really talking to me about the way that he moves things out of our way. And we have a lot of situations that come up in our life, and we just really don't understand it. We think at that moment that is the most, you know, it's the worst thing, or it's a thing that we really have to just, you know, get through. But God really just moves things out of the way. And I kind of had this vision of God parting, you know, the sea. And that is how God just moves things out of our way. And not necessarily, it's not all the time that he removes it. He just kind of shifts it. He gives it, you know, other plans, another direction for those things to go that may be clouding our judgment or clouding what we need to do. Because, you know, God is so intricate that way, and he's so perfect that way, that the way things start to fall into place, we don't really get it, you know, initially. But after the fact, some things just begin to make sense. And you can't see it if your spirit is not really focused on God, if you're not really leaning into what he is trying to speak to you and what he is trying to say to you. So he just gave me that word, and I wanted to share it with you all today, that, you know, God moves things around. You know, he'll move it around, he'll adjust it, or sometimes he will just completely remove it from your life and from your path altogether. And it's up to you to be able to decipher what is going on. And how do you decipher it? You have to be leaning into God. You have to be in prayer with God. And just sometimes you have to sit still, and you have to say, oh, okay, now I get it. Because we won't always get it initially. But that is that thing that I talk about all the time, putting one foot in front of the other and just saying, you know what? It didn't work out the way that I thought it would work out. It didn't go the way that I wanted it to go, but it ended up working out. I'll give you an example. You know, I talk about also us moving around a lot because of, you know, just being in the military and things like that. But every place that we move to, we kind of have to build this life, build a new life, every single place. And imagine every couple years or so, going to a place and having to build a new life, having to build new friendships, build new community, with people that you may not know. Sometimes you have people in the military, you kind of move together and you realign with people that you've seen along the way. And that's a good advantage. But oftentimes you're building a new community. You're finding new schools for your children. You have to get a new job if you're not the person that's actually in the military. And, you know, a new home. All of this stuff is brand new, and you're going into it blind sometimes, and you're going into it based off the recommendations of other people. So what do you do? How do you manage? You have to trust God. For me, now, I can't imagine just going into situations and just being like, you know, I'm gonna wing it. But some people wing it, girl, but not me. I can't wing it. I have to ask God for divine order and protection and guidance, because, you know, you don't want to live in the wrong place, because these are potentially places you have never been to. You don't want to rent or buy the wrong house. You don't want to put your children in the wrong schools. You don't want to meet the wrong people. And This is your life. You're not playing with your life. You can't afford to play with your life like that, especially not me. And considering that every so often I have to build a new life, or my family has to build a new life in these specific areas. So I said all that to say, you know, my biggest concern is always like my children's schools and things like that. I want them to be treated well. I want them to have good learning environments. And, you know, I want them to emotionally not be broken down every time we move somewhere, because they have to adjust their life. And thankfully, they're very, you know, children are very resilient. They're more resilient than adults. And that's because they don't know every single thing. They are just, you know, they're children. They're going into it kind of like, you know, in this innocent way. And anyway, so before we move to a specific place, I'm like, Lord, just help us to find the right school and move to the right area. Also, Lord, I want this and I want that. I want to live in a certain environment. So I feel like, you know, God takes all of that into consideration and he says, okay, now from what you're asking and what I know you need and what I know what's best for you, let me order this in a way that is best for you. So when we got to a specific area, it didn't look like what I had imagined. It was kind of like rural, the new area. It wasn't what I expected initially, you know, like where I wanted to live. And so we came and scouted out the area. I was just kind of like, okay, it's okay. I mean, it's okay, but I would prefer to live here. But God did not direct us to the specific area that we wanted to, or that I wanted to live. He kind of rerouted us and put us in a more rural area. And I was kind of like, this is not what I had in mind. But what God did was he took everything that I was asking and he did it better. So I'll just give you a little insight. Sometimes in the military, you get into these groups and you get recommendations from other wives and military families that have been to the area. And they say, okay, this is where you want to go. This is where the better schools are. Now, there are some other schools or some other areas that may be good, but this is what is said to be the best. So naturally, you want to move to the areas that are said to be the best. For us, when we got to the area, it was the best area, but we could not find a home, a place to live in the best schools that was, you know, set where everybody, you know, naturally go to. Not to say that there aren't better schools in the area, because there are, but if you want to be around, you know, everything and do this and be in the more active areas and the best schools, if you want all of this together, this is where you need to be. But what God did, he said, I'm going to make, you know, a long story short, I'm going to put you in the area that I know that would be the best for you right now, where it's a smaller, you know, school, but you're asking for protection for your children. You're asking for less bullying. You're asking for, you know, things to be this way and things to be that way. This place, not where they are guiding you to, not to say that this is a horrible area, but I know what your intentions are. I know what's best for you. I know what you're looking for. I know what you need, and I know what you're saying, even if you can't form it into words. This one will be the best. And I know that your intent was to go here, but no, let me guide you over here. And that's exactly what God did. And when I think about the particular school that I wanted to put my children in, because it was the more popular area, it was the, you know, most highly rated. It was, you know, it was all of these things. But what God ended up doing was he put us in a different school system to where it was a lot smaller. And my children, you know, it had it had a better just quality in the way that they were being taught and things like that. Like I sat back and I was like, wow, because I would have never chose it. I would have never came this way, but it worked out to where we couldn't find a home, where everything was taken, and then the quality and the things that we wanted in just a house in general. Now everything wasn't checked specifically in this moment on the house that we, you know, that we wanted, but God said, no, I need to do something better for you. I know what's best for you. I need to do it this way. And the home that we chose provides so much peace for us. The schools that we chose, ended up choosing, provided so much more peace for my children. And I would initially never chose it. But God kept removing and shifting and parting things to where we had to walk a specific path and we trusted. So it wasn't any resistance, because sometimes God can part things for you and you'll resist it. And you'll say, no, that is not what I intended. That is not the way I intended it for to be. That is not the way I imagined it. So I want to resist this, you moving and shifting and redirection. I want to resist that. And I want to go this way. And that is what happens when, you know, you have this, when you see your plan and it's not the way you envisioned it. It doesn't mean that God won't give you what you ask. It may be not right now, or I need to do it a specific way or different way so that later on it ends up the way that, you know, you pictured it or whatever, or you may get it later on. But I'm going to give you this right now because I know the course and the way that you want your life to be. I know the inner peace that you want to have. And that is what the biggest thing was that kind of rested on me, was the inner peace. You know, you ask God for this peace, but you don't really know how to get it. And sometimes God shifts things and he moves things and he parts things so that you can ultimately get to this inner peace. Right now, everything wasn't checked off on the list in the way that I had imagined it, but the inner peace and just the I can't even put it into words, just the way God just saw fit for it to happen. It was just such a blessing. And, you know, I ended up later on, you know, I was kind of like, man, I was, you know, bummed, like, man, my kids didn't get to go to the school or we wasn't in this area. But I found peace in where we are, because I can sit on my back porch and I look out and I'm like, man, I just have so much peace. And my children go to school and they're not in, you know, a lot of tiffs with other people, and they have great teachers and things like that. And I was speaking to a parent one time whose child is in the school system that we initially wanted to be in, and she was like, man, it's so crowded, there's so much bullying and there's so much things going on, and it's a good school, but it's just so much you have to deal with within the school. And I spoke to another parent and they said the same thing, and they were like, man, it's just so crowded and it's overpopulated, as far as, because everybody wants to gravitate towards this area. And the area that you're living in now, is the up and coming area. Everybody wants to move out to that area, you know, eventually, and things like that. But it was more about the quality God gave us that I didn't even see. God saw it before I could even see it. He knew. And had I resisted and said, you know what? That's not where I want to be. That's not what I had imagined for myself and for my family. God said, I'm going to take what you're imagining and I'm going to give you better. And it may not, what you had imagined may not be right now, but in the future, the way you wanted it to happen, it may happen that way. But right now, I need to do what's best for you, because I know what's best for you. I know what you're asking, and I know the bigger goal that you're trying to get to. And sometimes we have to stop resisting that. and really trust God. So I hope and I pray that what I said on today will rest on your heart, will rest in your spirit, and you will take with it what you will. Listen, have a good day. Thank you so much for joining me. Follow me on all social medias, Her Life on Purpose. Follow my blog, herlifeonpurpose.com, where I publish, you know, stories and things to help women in their 30s just live their best life and live it on purpose and do things in purpose, on purpose, and, you know, for your purpose. So, have a good day. I love you so much, for real. And join me next time on the Her Life on Purpose, the podcast. I am your host, Ebony Hinton. Have a great day. Bye.